Hey, what's up, guys? Donnie Bovine here, founder of Success Champion, the networking groups, the podcast, the magazine, the Facebook group. Man, this has been a hell of a ride putting this show together and going from complete and utter failure when I first started this thing to building out this international business. It's been a wild and just a crazy damn ride. And here I am, 250 episodes into the Success Champion podcast, and I'm pretty stoked. This is the first episode ever that I'm sitting in my new studio on my farm. We remodeled a one of the rooms we had to put this all together so I could set up, be here, and put out this content for you guys. And I'm just stoked to be here, stoked to have this all set up. There's still some work to do in the studio, but we're getting there. And I'm excited to hang out. It's interesting. Over the years, a lot of people have, asked me or come to me and said, Donnie, I wish I had your drive, or I wish I had your confidence. I wish I had your ability to do the things you do. And my answer always is you do. I'm no more better, unique, or anything else than anybody else. I've just simply been willing to do the shit that gets me out there and learning new things. But, life isn't all sunshine and rainbows. This has not been an easy damn journey. This has been a lot of work to figure me out and to learn how to run a business. And I'm still learning. And shit knows, I've got a long way to go as I continue to plow ahead and make all this stuff work, and make this continue to go. So, but I want to talk a little bit about confidence and motivation and all the things that people think they struggle with when it comes to life and running a business. Because here's the thing. Confidence isn't really a thing. Motivation isn't really a thing. And let me explain. Everybody wants the confidence to do something or the motivation to do something without the understanding that it doesn't work that way. It's not that you need confidence to do something. It's not that you need motivation to do something. It's confidence and motivation are the result of an action, and oftentimes a big action. And I hate the phrase massive action because I think massive action leads to some sort of burnout, but I do like big actions, and that may be what they mean when they say massive action, but for me, I'm really focused on how do I put out the right actions to drive my personal confidence, to drive my personal motivation, so I can do more and make more cool things happen, which isn't always easy to do. And I've found over the years that when I don't take action, when I don't do something, whether it's a small or big action, that's when life really starts punching me in the damn face. And that shit hurts, man. when you get knocked the fuck down by life, that's when it's the toughest moment that you've got to figure out, who you are. Truth be told, if you listen to this podcast for two over the 250 episodes we put out, you've heard me talk about my story of walking away from corporate America, an almost seven-figure income, and then, pissing that all away to launch this business. And in doing that, man, we've had some tough times, running the business in my life on the farm, and we've had some really tough financial struggles figuring out what this world has to offer as long as I'm continuing to show up. And let me tell you, it's those struggles and getting punched in the face that have taught me to understand more and more about who I am and how I show up in the world and how I am impacting those around me. And, I've learned that there's some things that I just love doing. Like, I love meeting new people, jumping on a Zoom call, diving into their world, and helping them figure out some place that they're stuck and getting them beyond that place so they take action. And I've got a ton of stories of people that had never met me before and freaking just watching amazing and awesome things happen because of our conversation. And that's the kind of things that excite me and thrill me and get me jazzed up to continue doing the things in our world that I want to. But I can promise you guys, doing the reach outs on LinkedIn or Facebook or whatever else, to get to those Zoom conversations, man, if I fucking waited around till I felt motivated to do it or I needed my confidence to kick in, shit wouldn't fucking happen. Because here's the thing. I suck at doing the reach outs. It's just not something I enjoy doing. But I know I can't hit my dreams, ambitions, goals. I can't do the things that I need to do to impact lives and get into those conversations where I can inspire others and just have cool shit happen if I don't do those activities. So I can't sit around and wait for motivation to kick in. I can't sit around and wait for confidence to kick in. I just have to fucking do the work. And, you know, right now, the biggest thing that I'm doing is I'm connecting with business owners all across the U.S. And I specifically need business owners because we're putting them into our, you know, Success Champion networking groups and having them start chapters and the like. So I'm doing a ton of reach outs to business owners. And, you know, we've all gotten the cheese dick freaking reach outs on LinkedIn where some asshole connected with us and immediately started, you know, trying to sell us their shit by pushing shit through their sales shit through their DMs and private messages. We've all been there. So, you know, like you, the minute I do the reach outs and shit, you know, I get all that bad shit running through my head. You're just a sales guy. Don't spam, you know, oh, don't say something stupid. Don't try and sell them. And I have to turn off the fucking noise so that I can actively move forward and progress forward. Because if I sit there and listen to that fucking noise, then it's not going to happen. And guys, I do all those reach outs first thing in the fucking morning, because I know in doing those actions, right, and you know, putting out those messages, you know, if I wait to the end of the day, shit's not going to happen, because I've done so many things. I've had so many meetings, so many conversations. One, I'm mentally fucking exhausted. Two, I'm physically fucking exhausted because it's a lot of energy and a lot of work. So I've got to do it first thing so it gets going. Let me tell you, I get up, I take care of the farm, you know, I do my reading, I do my journaling, I do my social posting and all that. But then to sit down and do the reach outs, it's effort, man. It's a lot of work because I frankly don't want to fucking do it. And so, but that's the difference between making it and not making it, is doing the fucking work. It's showing the fuck up and doing the stuff that's going to allow me to move my company forward. And I'm not going to find motivation to do that. I'm not going to find confidence to do that. I'm going to fucking take the action, do the reach outs, have the gumption to say hi to somebody else, connect with somebody else, and then have even more gumption to respond when they do connect. So we can try and get it to a Zoom conversation so some fucking magic can happen and we can become friends or we can become connections, or maybe we find there's just nothing that can gel the two of us together. But it's those actions, man, that allow me to, I don't know, if it's come across more confident than others or seem like I'm more motivated than others. No, I'm not. I'm simply just willing to put in the fucking work so I can get to where I want to go, so I can do what I want to do, and so I can continue building this life that I want to be building. And, you know, it's exhausting. And it's one of those things where I really have to force myself to do on a regular basis. And I do a lot of crazy shit to make it happen, man. You know, I, you know, we'll often have music going in the background. I'll play a fucking movie just so I can, you know, stay what I call purposely distracted to do these fucking reach outs, but it allows me to keep doing it. And, you know, I'm going to make as many fucking reach outs as I possibly can. 10 minimum. You know, I don't give a fuck what day it is, but there's going to be 10 minimum, but I'm going to do as many reach outs as I possibly can on a daily basis to make sure shit's working. Shit moves, you know, in the right direction. But it's not about being confident. It's not about being motivated. It's about knowing what I've got to do and doing it and doing it again and again and again. See, I think confidence and motivation is like working out. And we've all been in that spot where we were not wanting to work out. We were not wanting to do some sort of exercise or activity, but we went ahead and did it. And then afterwards we felt motivated, inspired. We felt, you know, excited to move forward with something. And it comes down to, it wasn't the motivation that got us to work out or got us to go to the gym. It was the actions of actually working out. It was the actions of doing the exercise that actually led to our confidence being better and our motivation being stronger. And a lot of people just get this shit confused. They really think that motivation or confidence is going to kick in and they're going to do. No, courage kicks in, right? Because courage, I truly believe, creates confidence, right? It's the courage to take the fucking action. You know, it's the courage to do the thing that others won't do. It's the courage to step up and proactively engage and look for and to carry on about what you need to do to make shit happen and work that allows the good stuff to happen. And that's the magic behind it all, right? That's the beauty behind this, is you get a duality of or two results from taking one action. You go to the gym, you feel better and you'll look better. You do the reach outs, you feel better and your business grows, right? So it's a compound effect of badassery when you actually do the shit you're supposed to be doing. Don't sit back and wait for shit to come to you. It's never going to come, right? The greatest words I heard from one of the best sales trainers in the world was when he said, you know, literally, you got to build your world because nobody else is going to build it for you. Right? So half the battle is taking action, right? It's taking action. The other half is the persistency and the consistency to show up every day and do it. You know, it's doing the things that need to be done every day, over and over again. And people tell me all the time, dude, but I'm stuck. I don't know the next move. Here's the thing. Change your thinking. Change the way you're looking at it. Change it up. Think bigger. A friend of mine came to me once upon a time and said, Donnie, I don't know what my action should be next. I'm like, where are you stuck? And they're like, here's where I'm at. My business is here and I'm overwhelmed. I got too much business on me. I don't know how to move it forward. What should I do? And I said, well, how would you right now take on another 20 clients? And they looked right at me and said, I have no idea. And I said, you know, cool. Now that you're thinking about it, how would you do it? And they looked right back at me and they said that, you know, hire two more people. And I said, cool, that's awesome. Hire two more people. And they're like, I can't afford to. I said, what do you need to do to afford to? And they said, well, I need more money. I said, well, how many clients do you have? And they said, I have about 9. I said, what's the average one pays you a month? And at the time they said about $500. I said, cool, double your price. And they said, I'd lose some clients. I said, that's possibly true. But if you double one, you can lose one. If you double two, you can lose two. It's the same math. It's just less work. And so oftentimes when we're sitting there and we're stuck on what action should I take next, it's because we've only been thinking about it one way. So just remember, guys, episode 250 of this damn podcast. Damn good time, damn fun time, and I'm still enjoying it. Action is what leads to confidence. Action is what leads to motivation. Don't wait for it to come. It's coming as long as you take the action. Keep rocking, guys, man. I'm seriously, if you have not checked out Success Champion Networking, get your ass over there and check it out, guys. We are literally changing the world in how we network. All the meetings are virtual. It's primarily B2B, no network marketing or multi-level marketing or direct sales, whatever the fuck you call that shit. You know, the meetings are educational. They're purposeful. We're working really hard to make sure that we create an environment where you grow and your business grows. Come hang out. Check us out at successchampionnetworking.com. And guys, do me a favor. Tell one friend about this show. Just tell one person to check it out and tune in. We'll see you around, guys. Keep fucking rocking. Later. Been wanting to change things up a little bit on how we talk about our sponsors and the people who help make this show great. So this is going to be a little bit different style of commercial. Family Fund has been supporting families of first responders for a number of years. And it all started as a idea of Stacy and Michael McGovern, who are the founders of Blue Family Fund. And it's a really unique story, but instead of me telling you, hear it in Stacy's words of why they started Blue Family Fund.
Because I wanted to give back. I wanted to do more. You know, we'd been so successful in our for-profit business that we looked at each other and we said, you know, how can we pay this forward? My husband and I, how can we pay it back, pay it forward? My grandfather, when I was growing up, always used to tell me, you know, in life, you get what you give. And I'm a big believer in that. You know, what you put out there, you sometimes get back threefold. So we really just wanted to do more. We were already helping police officers, you know, with off-duty work. So how could we help the families? You know, as a family of a police officer, I understand that it's just as hard on the family as it is the actual officer. How could we do more for them by providing maybe scholarships for their dependents or financial aid for the dependents that want to pursue higher education?
Stacy is one of the most humble people I know. Their company, Point Blank Safety Services, has employed 200 off-duty police officers for several years, and success on protecting the freeways, the highways, and everything else has done just amazing things, not only for the state of Texas, but for the lives of the family officers that need additional income as they protect our lives. So for the fact that her and Michael would set up this fund to help the families in times of need, it's really a beautiful thing. Blue Family Fund is focused on first responders and their families. And recently, Stacy and Michael were able to give a small check to the family of a fallen police officer. He was a husband and a dad. And very touching moment as I watched the video and presentation of the check. And you know, I wanted to hear from Stacy what it meant to her to be able to do that for that family.
It's amazing. I can't even describe the feeling. And then, you know, when, you know, I don't feel like it's that much money, but then when you hand it to them and they break down crying because it's just enough to maybe get them over the next hurdle or obstacle that they've got going on, it's really a great feeling just to be able to do that. And the family you're talking about, both daughters are actually also firefighters, so they're both first responders as well. So just a total first responder family, and just to be able to give back to them and let them know that there are people that are going to remember their dad and their husband, and there are people that care. It's a really great feeling.
One of the things that I think is magical behind Good Family Fund is because of the success of Point Blank Safety Services, Stacy and Michael have set up Blue Family Fund to where 100% of the donations go back to the families of first responders.
How we're different than maybe some other charities, how we pay all the bills for the nonprofit ourselves. So every single dollar donated can actually go directly to a family. So literally 100% of all donations are handed forward, you know, to either a scholarship or to a financial aid for a family that has lost a first responder.
Blue Family Fund has been my charity of choice for a number of years now, and it's truly an amazing organization. So if you're a fan of the show and you like the content we put out there, do me a favor. Head over to bluefamilyfund.org and send a little financial love their way.